Thanks for tuning in to the Campaigns of the Plains channel. Catch new material every Friday on YouTube and make sure to follow us on Twitter, Instagram, TikTok, and Facebook. Now, on with the show.
And welcome back to Season 2 of Campaigns of the Plains. Well, Season 2 D&D, anyway. Episode 42. Are we going to find out the meaning of life here?
No.
Probably not. Maybe the meaning of a few deaths. We'll see. Anyway, guys, we have socials floating around. Did you know that? They're pretty cool. They're on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter. I think we have a TikTok somewhere around here. And on those channels, you'll find some extra pictures, and of course, get notifications on when we post our new episodes over on YouTube, which is every Friday. So make sure to comment, like, subscribe, share, all that fun stuff. We do appreciate it. It helps us out tremendously. Besides those, if you don't have the time to watch, you can always have the time to listen. Travis, tell them where they can do that.
Yeah, they can listen on any of their favorite podcast platforms, whether that be Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, Amazon Music now. We just added that. Yeah, we're just about everywhere. So we drop them at 7 a.m. on Wednesday morning. So you have plenty of time to download that before your trip into work and listen to it on your commute. So make sure to hit your subscribe button and your notification button and just stay in touch. We here we go.
All right. Lysia, would you like to regale us with what happened on the last episode?
Yes. I took a lot of notes and I took them in cursive. Wish me luck.
Ooh, boy. This might be a rough one, guys.
Okay, so to start the whole thing out, Becky finally accepts a hug. Milos gives the best hugs, to be honest. And then Diabolos knows and what Becky did, what Becky has, and tries to command Becky to give him the spear, the void piece. I think probably what it was. And then Becky can't let go of the materia because it grew an eyeball and it was like attacking her body and stuff. And then Asher came to help and yeeted the orb away from Becky. And then we got back Becky backstory time. I took a lot of notes about that.
You should go back and watch the episode.
You should go back and watch the episode because there's a lot of notes. There's like 10 different tabs. But the most important thing is that Diabolos is going to be mad at Becky because she has the materia, the void piece, and she didn't give it to him. And then the cat showed up and tried to take Becky's wings, but it's okay because there was Bells and then Kefka showed up, and I wrote facking Kefka. And I underline Kefka 6 times because I know who Kefka is. But Allie doesn't. Well, Allie kind of does. She read some books about it. So now Becky, I guess, works for Kefka because she signed yet another contract and told Diabolos she doesn't want to play with him anymore. But he might send people to murder her because of that. So that, we're in danger. But it's not new. Allie and Marquise had a conversation. Marquise has memories of his past self, and the church is evil. We already knew that. Not the church in the story, not the real one.
Too much. Keep going.
Milos has a fire elemental friend now named Ember. Asher is getting taken by the void, but his grandpa's trying to save him, maybe, and that's where I left. That's it. That's what I got.
Yeah.
Oh, and I called my note, my title is The Jester and the Void.
I'm just going to steal that. So yeah, we cut to Milos and Asher as Milos had just summoned his new, or marshaled his new elemental ember, and as he did so, Asher tried to identify this piece of the void, but as he did, a tear into the void appeared above him, and an appendage reached out and grabbed him and tried to drag him into it. But his key fell out of his pocket for his workshop and landed in the ground and formed the door on the ground itself. Kazunite.
I'm allergic to the void.
Yes. And Asher's grandfather reached out of the workshop and grabbed a hold of him. And now there is a tug of Asher going on in front of you, Milos. What are you guys doing?
Question about the elemental aura. It gives advantage on strength checks.
Mm-hmm.
Would it extend to his grandpa, who's like holding on to him, since if I consider him an ally?
If you consider him an ally, I guess you know something is coming out of Asher's workshop that you've been into. You've never seen this individual before, so I'm going to allow Milos to make that decision.
CL, what's that thing grabbing onto you from your workshop?
I think it's my grandfather.
Then I would immediately be like, he's an ally.
So, okay.
I will run over and try and also, like, pull Asher away from this void rip.
Are we just bros? Is this just, like, bros being bros?
Bros being bros?
Yep.
This is going to get, in the spirit of all things Final Fantasy, this is going to get a little weird as...
we're entering into like Kingdom Hearts territory.
Yeah. As you grab a hold of Asher and Ember is now imparting her benefits onto Asher's grandfather as well, you start pulling him away from the void as Asher, you're kind of suspended between these two as the void had started to like lift you off the ground. You've really got no foot on the ground right now. You're being like tug of war in the middle of the air, like in between these two forces, one kind of above you and the other below you. And Milos and your grandfather do begin to pull you back, but more and more of these shadowy appendages begin to reach forth from the void, and you see as a number of glowing teeth and eyes, numerous like stars in the night sky, begin to appear in this tear in the void.
The one I'm holding, or like...
That's holding on to you, the tear in the void that's trying to pull you in.
Fun.
Yeah, so it's kind of at this stalemate, and at this point, like, it's taking all of your strength to not be torn in half by these two opposing forces. Milos, why don't you go ahead and roll me a strength check. And you have advantage, of course.
Yep. It's just a strength check.
Yep.
Not like athletics or anything.
I mean, it would be athletics. Add your athletics or...
That's a 19.
19. So, yeah, you managed to pull Asher far enough back where a few of these shadowy appendages begin to loosen, and suddenly... he's free and you guys are on the ground and the tear begins to heal back up.
Into the void piece. Is it still in his hand?
Still in his hand.
What was that?
I have no idea. But looking at the void tear, that's probably going to happen more as someone or something tries to get that. But I was told that it might do some funky stuff if we put it in your workshop. So I don't know if we want to risk fucking with your workshop by putting it in there. Maybe ask your gram. Well, if he knows. As I'm looking at the floor, at the hole.
Is he still your there?
Grandpa?
No, the door is kind of closed as soon as...
Oh, no.
The door is still there. Yeah. The door is still there. Or... rather, your key is on the ground.
I'll pick up the key, I guess. Because the door's gone.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think we dare risk going in there and leaving the void piece here. We don't want to bring it in. But if you were told it's going to do funky stuff, if we bring it in there, like, they're already doing bizarre stuff now. Where is safe?
Maybe it's best we don't put it in there. I don't want to risk messing with the workshop.
I just don't know where we can keep it.
Seems like maybe we should take turns to make sure it doesn't target just one of us, I guess. I mean, I'm surprised Kefka didn't want it.
Do we know about Kefka?
He told us about Kefka. Okay.
Yeah. I was a whole week ago, you guys.
Oh, right. Yeah, that's right. Wow. Jesus. I missed you guys so much.
I know.
Well,
but can you trust everyone to hold on to it?
Some more than others. But, I mean, we're a group that we should try and trust each other as much as we can. I mean, we fought in battle together and had each other's backs. I mean, this can be a conversation with everyone. Perhaps there are people who don't feel comfortable knowing that it will put a target on their back.
We'll go back to the group and see what they're doing.
All right, so you guys travel back. Seems like everybody's broken down camp, getting ready to go. Marquise is just finishing up, packing up his potions to go table. And
is there a TM at the end of that?
Maybe.
Oh, can I check?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
Both of you.
Are you guys testing out Din's?
No. But we are looking through the grass.
But we are looking
in the bushes,
in the grass, in the trees.
What is grassing around?
To see if we can find a snake.
Go ahead and make me
or any kind of creature
a nature check.
Me too, sir.
Well, I'm imagining she's probably helping and guiding you.
For nature?
Yeah. Does she give me advantage if she's helping?
Yeah.
Can I guide myself?
You sure can.
Well, we're not going to look at that one. Ooh! 23.
23.
How's your animal?
It's perfect. Not... In this area, it's not... like, there's a lot of bigger wildlife, unfortunately, because...
That was a big snake.
Huh? Because it seems like the tower kind of gives off a vibe that most of the animals in the area don't like. But you do manage to find these tiny little footprints near the base of a tree. Seems like they are freshly made, and with your high perception, you hear something nearby, like, moving in the dirt.
Let's get it.
Are you, like, you and Dan approaching quietly?
Yeah.
Okay. Go ahead and roll me stealth checks.
Show me how you wrangle.
It's 5.
19.
So, Ellie, you find these tracks, and Din's helping you, like, look for tracks, and you get real excited, and you start sneaking ahead, and Din doesn't quite get that cue that you guys are sneaking, and, like, all of a sudden, like, stomps, and you hear the creature, like, start to, like, skitter in the ground.
I'm gonna try and get it.
Go ahead and let's call it, let's call it a dex check. Just a straight dex check.
Okay. 22?
Yeah. So you bounce around the corner and you don't know what this creature is.
I don't care.
You manage to scoop up this tiny little rodent in between your hands, and it's like trying to
I'm your friend.
You peek inside, and it is a vole.
A vole?
A vole.
What's a vole?
Like a mole.
Kind of like a mixture between a mouse and a hamster, almost. V-O-L-E.
Oh, they're cute!
Yeah. But yeah, it is... Its heart... You could literally feel its heart about to beat out of its tiny little chest in the middle of your hands.
I'm gonna... Help me calm it down.
You're kind of unimpressed by this tiny little mole, but I mean... it's for a good cause?
I can't.
You can't?
No.
Why?
Because I can't call him.
Well, you're good with animals. Can't you, like, make shushing noise with it?
No. I can attempt.
You can attempt?
I mean, I can try to do the animal handling.
You can do an animal handling check.
What's going to fail?
I can't calm.
You don't know how to calm?
Animals.
No.
What do you mean you don't know how to calm? Okay, fine. I'll try. I'm very calming. People say I'm very calming.
So the most anxious person I've ever met.
I'm a very calm person. It's okay, little creature. You can be my friend. I guided myself.
Sure.
Dirty 20. I'm rolling so good at my animal handling. I'm going to roll so bad when we're in combat.
So
instant dies.
The creature stops, like, trying to bolt from your hands and is just, like, staring at you wide-eyed, and it's, like, taking really, like, quick, shallow breaths.
I give it little scrooges on the head, and I give it some little food bites.
At this point, it's just, like, sitting there, like, in the hands of a predator, you know.
No, I'm not going to eat you. It's okay. You're okay. Can you drop the animal?
Yes.
Can you tell it I'm not going to eat it and I want to be its friend?
Okay. Your thing. She's a friend. I think. Yes.
You think?
She's not going to hurt me. We're not going to eat you for dinner. Maybe.
Oh, wait, God, they're going to eat me?
You tell them what I'm doing! Tell it I want to give it a home so it can be happy and well fed.
Okay. Wait, are we giving this to Becky?
Oh, but if she wants it.
I don't know if she's going to want this.
Let's go ask her. I just put my hand, I put some food, and then I start walking over to Becky.
Okay. So, Becky, you see Slow-O, like, approaching you and smiling ear to ear and with cupped hands. You see Ellie and Din shortly behind her approaching you.
Hey, Becky.
Yeah?
I got you something.
Gift?
Yeah.
Get me.
Are you afraid of rodents? Nope. Perfect! And I just put the little creature in your hand.
Thank you.
As you put, like, your closed hand on top of Becky's, you feel this little dribble of warm liquid in the palm of your hand.
Oh. It's okay. Fist digitation.
I look at the little rodent creature, I'm like, thank you.
I thought
really shouldn't have.
I thought you were sad because your snake was dead, so I'm just trying to catch a snake, but I just found this.
I am very sad about Toby, but I think this little creature's afraid, and I think its home is here. Okay. But I do appreciate that you went through the trouble of finding him.
Okay, I'll try to catch a puppy next time.
Okay, I'm going to go ahead and set him down now,
okay? Okay, that seems fair. Oh. It definitely did not pee on you.
you set this tiny little bowl down on the ground, and it just, like, continually, like, stares up at both, like, Din and Ellie for a couple of seconds, like, taking really quick, deep breaths, and then all of a sudden it shoots towards the nearest tree.
You're right, she didn't like it. We need to get the big snake.
Before it gets to the tree, though, you see this bird come down and just, like...
Oh, that's mean.
Ellie did not notice that. It's gonna have a better life.
For the rest of its life.
Like, yeah.
Well, there's Becky, a bird! We should catch the bird for you!
Seeks out some soap and water and vigorously scrubs her hands.
Sure, sure.
I press the digitation in them. They're fine.
Yeah, it's still not getting out, though.
Really big snake.
Alright. Yes. So.
Maybe an anaconda.
That was kind of like snake dinner.
Anaconda next time.
Alright.
I'm just gonna keep giving Becky pets until one sticks.
So. You guys are packed up. You guys have chosen Baron as your next destination.
Wasn't somebody gonna meet us there?
Yes.
The cute cat man!
Yes. Rahatia.
It feels like it's been a month since we've seen her.
It's just been a couple days.
It's only been a day.
It's okay.
In fact, it's only one day.
Yeah. Because he left us when we went into the tower.
Were we in the tower for only, like, a day?
Yeah. You have no idea.
Oh! Maybe.
Oh.
It's been years.
10 minutes.
What if it's been 3 years? Well, what if everyone we know is dead?
Calamity already happened. Shit, we missed it, guys.
We'll just get the next one.
We'll just get the next. We got next.
Hey, we can get out ahead of it this time, though.
Yeah, that's perfect.
All right.
It's calamity on us.
Yeah. Our bad, guys. We got the next one. Okay. So, you guys start to travel. Who wants to roll me a percentile this time?
I'll do it.
I don't remember who did it last time.
I don't know. I think it might have been Becky.
I think you might be right.
Yeah. I did roll percentile.
Percentile, I remember.
For Kefka.
Are we trying to get high or low here?
For Kefka, you did.
Mm-hmm.
15.
Pretty low.
Meteor just lands on us.
I already did that to you guys once.
Oh, no.
What?
Fuck, I was right.
No, this is a headache on me. Alright, so you guys travel along a good portion of the day. At just a little ways past noon, you guys come along what looks to be a brightly, or it had been at least at one point in time, a brightly painted set of three red wagons, with gold trimming, like they are like wood closed wagons, and seem to be being drawn along by a fairly old and worn out giant warthog or pig. You're not really sure which, but it is fairly large, fairly old, and fairly fat. And suddenly this man comes from behind one of the trees nearby, and it seems like he is like wiping his hands off on this handkerchief, and he just kind of throws it away, and he goes, "Oh, Boris, don't ever allow me to eat your truffles again. Just the worst morning ever." And then he notices your presence, and he goes, "Wonderful! Customers!"
What is... Are you... Do you sell things?
No. I'm a showman, young lady.
What's a showman?
I take my traveling act, all throughout the world.
Are you... Do you tell stories?
Of a sort, my dear, of a sort.
Oh, I want to see.
Yes, of course you do. Step on up. And he, like, goes to the back carriage, and he, like, taps a couple places on the carriage itself, and this, like, canvas all of a sudden pulls up, and you see, behind the bars, you see what looks to be, like, this giant tiger. And it's kind of pacing back and forth in the cage, and it roars, and it's...
How much for the tiger?
The tiger's not for sale, my dear, but he can wow you.
I've got 5 gold.
I bet he's great.
How many gold do you have?
0.
We have 5 plus 0 gold. We want to buy your tiger.
Again, he's not for sale. He earns me much more than 5 gold. Because, my dears, Horace is no mere tiger. And he kind of waves his hands at the carriage, and he goes, "Transform, Horace!" And all of a sudden the tiger is up on like 2 legs, and you see him like grab a couple of balls and start to like juggle them.
Cousin of yours?
I think your bear can do that.
What?
Can you
bear
to
do that?
Because
he's a tiger.
He stands on 2 legs. He can juggle balls.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not good at juggling. Doesn't mean we're related.
Okay, maybe you didn't get the juggling gene. I don't know.
He doesn't have horns.
He has stripes.
That's
no, we were not related.
It's pretty racist, just so you think.
Just asking questions.
What does the warthog do?
The warthog is just the... And he, like, leans in close and, like, whispers in your ear, and he says, he doesn't do much of anything, really. I mean, poor fellow's supposed to draw the cards, and the warthog just kind of grunts back at him.
What did the warthog say?
What's that?
What did the warthog say?
What did the warthog, are you using speak with animals? So the warthog's like, whatever, dick.
Here we go.
Sounds about right.
Is it the only trick that you can do is the juggling tiger? Because our bear juggles.
Bears! Shh! Bears! Bears have nothing on my next act. Come, follow me! Follow me!
Okay.
And he takes you over to the next carriage, and he taps in a couple places on this carriage, and up shoots the canvas one more time, and behind the bars of this carriage, you see a drake behind these bars, a blue drake, and he says, Elmo here is a prestidigitator.
I'll give you 5 gold for the drake.
Again, none of the performers are for sale.
I can go to 10 if I steal some from Marquis. I'll trade you for a man made out of bones. Only bones.
Where are you going to find one of those?
It's you.
It's not me.
He keeps telling me he has flesh, but I don't believe him.
Strange, yes, quite. Anyway.
What does the drake do?
He is a prestidigitator.
I can do that.
But this is a drake!
Okay, that's fair.
And, he'll go, do your thing! And, you'll see as a banner on, that's hanging inside the cage, suddenly the drake, like, gets up real lazily and, like, kind of breathes in and goes, pah! And then the guy's, like, sitting there, like, waving towards the curtain, and very slowly the curtain starts to turn from, like, red to, like, kind of a worn blue. And he goes, ta-da! Thank you!
Clapping.
Ellie is.
I mean, that's cool, but we had an ogre once that could wield an axe into battle.
Ogres have nothing on my next act.
Okay.
Oh, God.
Ellie's not impressed because your animals are so cool.
So in the next cages, he goes over and, like, bumps a couple of spots on this cage. You see, I don't think any of you have ever seen this creature before. I'm going to send a picture. Oh, no. Here. So this creature is somewhat feline, but rather small in stature, probably no larger than a Lalafell. Has bright yellow cat-like eyes, a small tail that ends in a little puff of red, rather large paws, both on the feet and the hands, and claws as well. And this creature is called a Moomba.
That looks like a Pokemon.
It does.
The description sounded like a Pokemon, too.
So I feel like I've seen that before.
What's your kitty do?
Well, Felix here can do anything. You said that your Ochu could swing an axe around. Felix can do that as well. Show them, Felix. And Felix kind of gets up as he kind of looks over at the the man giving him orders and kind of looks a little dejected. His eyes are really sad. He goes over to a chest that's in the corner of his cage and he, like, pulls out, like, this toy axe that's, like, made of wood, and he just kind of starts to, like, swing it around.
Felix, why do you look so sad?
He doesn't respond.
Well, you probably can't. Can he talk?
Are you asking the man?
Yeah.
The man goes, no, I don't think that Felix can speak. No, he's you know, just a beast.
Poppy can talk.
What's a poppy?
Poppy runs over.
And does Poppy say something?
Hello.
The man goes, oh, I must have her. 5 gold pieces.
No.
The cards have been reversed.
What if we trade Poppy for all of these beasts? Fair trade. I mean, ours can, you know, magically change into other beasts. So it's very versatile.
What?
Oh, yes. Poppy can change into all kinds of things. Right, Poppy?
Yeah, sure.
Garuda.
You summoning Garuda here? Yeah. Are you trying to hide the fact that you're summoning? Why don't you make me... Because there are verbal and somatic portions to summoning. Why don't you make me a performance check to...
Perfect, I'm going to guide myself.
I mean, you have no idea if this dude has ever even seen a summon.
I was only a 10.
Let's see how smart he is.
Oh, why didn't you let me do it? Charisma is like my stat.
He thinks for a second and then he goes, wait a second. And he stares down at the Garuda Eggy and then stares back at you and says, I keep the warthog.
Oh, of course.
You got yourself a deal.
Perfect.
Oh my god. Oh my god.
He goes over to the cage and lets all of the creatures out and says, here they are.
Perfect. Let's go. Nice to meet you.
Good to meet you, too.
Good creatures.
The creatures, will they come with us, too?
They're like, yeah, okay, whatever.
You can talk to them,
yeah,
right?
I can, yeah.
Perfect.
Are you telling them to come with you?
Yeah.
Okay.
I have a telepathic link to Poppy, right?
You do. As you start to, like, move away from this show, it's suddenly severed.
I go back?
No sign. And it looks like the wagon's moving down the road.
Now, I thought that I could resummon Poppy and it would be fine, but I don't know if that's true or not.
Can you resummon right now?
I can try.
I think you should try.
I'm going to try to resummon Poppy.
Nothing.
Oh, well.
We have the world's greatest summoner.
Hold on. We'll just run real quick so that you get close enough, and then you can just resummon it. We'll just, you know, on the fly, ride the tiger or something.
You, as you're making that comment, the tiger, like, stands up on two legs again, and then, like... reaches, like, in the back and, like, you hear this, like, zip going down and this gentleman steps out of a tiger suit and he's like, I am so glad you guys got me out of there. I can't thank you enough.
Wait, you were a tiger a second ago.
Yeah, sure.
Wait, did that man have you imprisoned?
Yeah, he's kind of scary.
Wait, did he have you all imprisoned?
And they're all just like, yeah.
Wait, are they all people now?
What? No, just the tiger.
Oh no, I just imprisoned Poppy.
I mean, now we gotta go kill him, I guess.
Okay, let's go kill him. He said that I could do it because he's the nicest person.
I mean, I thought we were just gonna grift this dude and then you'd be able to summon Poppy again.
That's what I thought. Too, I guess you lied to me. This is the second time you've lied to me. You made me lose all my magical items. Now you made me lose Poppy.
You didn't.
I didn't tell you what to do. I just suggested an idea.
I am very impressionable. I always listen to suggestions.
Maybe we walk in and talk.
Din, you are nearest to Felix, who... seems to take a liking to you, and he comes up to you and says, thank you for saving me from that bad man. He took in my whole family, but I don't know where he sold them to. And he says, you don't know, he puts these chains on you, and when you're in the cage, you can't get out.
Oh, we're gonna go back, and we're gonna
We're gonna fix this.
We gotta go murder him for
Swappy. I don't want to go back.
Oh, you don't have to go back. We're gonna go back. Where's your family? Where's
but I don't want to leave you.
Why didn't you put him in a totem real quick?
Here, just go into this other prison. Do you fight at all?
And right. He, like, takes his claws out.
Do you want to fight at all?
Sure.
You want to beat that guy up? Ask him if he wants to beat that guy up.
I don't want to see him again. He's mean.
Well,
what else do we buy? Where's the Drake?
Hmm? The Drake just, like, sat down.
Okay, he looks like he's having a negative sense. Is he big enough for me to ride?
All of a sudden, he, like, lays down.
He's gonna die.
And then fireflies start to come up from his body.
Oh, it was dead! Oh, no! Okay, wait a second. Go, Marquise, did you go over there?
I think we have more pressing matters than...
I gotta say... Okay, it'll be fast tending. I start dancing really fast.
God damn it.
Stand over there, Marquise.
It does take you about 10 minutes to perform a
Go get Poppy!
We need you to go with us.
I'm useless without my summon!
There's nothing we can do to help Poppy without you with us.
You have a gun that explodes people into money. Go shoot him!
Can I just carry it while you do this? Can we just, like, do this as we're going? Like, I can carry the Drake. It's fine.
Okay, I'll dance on the go.
I'm imagining this mental picture of everybody, like, darting after this decrepit old circus, like, carnival wagon as Ellie is, like, doing a sending dance, like, stumbling over her own feet as she's trying to send.
It's the worst
Milos has a dead Drake upon his shoulder, an old dead Drake upon his shoulders, and there's a guy, like, saying, thanks, bye, and, like, throwing a tiger costume into...
The nearest town is 2 days that way, you can't miss it. Nice people.
Can we keep the tiger costume?
Sure, you can keep the tiger costume. Are you keeping the tiger costume?
Yeah.
You can add a tiger costume onesie to your inventory.
That's
great.
Moonbar striking a deal here.
We're gonna need that.
It's gonna be very important. Yeah, I can take him.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You do you have the components to make a totem?
Oh, yeah.
You have a Moomba.
Okay. I'll take a Moomba. All right.
Yeah.
Well, I'm going to be useless if we can't get Poppy back.
We're going to get Poppy back because we need to take care of that guy that's got my new friend and, like, family in prison.
Okay, perfect.
We're not killing him yet, though, because we're going to find out where his family.
We'll torture him.
Yeah, that's fine.
Perfect.
So...
I have sewing needles. We'll stick them under his fingernails. Are we even missed? I feel very violent.
So you guys start to, like, run after this carriage, and suddenly you see as this gentleman, like, looks behind you, or looks behind him and sees you all running after him, and he starts, like, whipping the warthog, and the carriage train starts to, like, take off, and you guys are at, like, now a sprinting speed.
Are you wondering what your favorite wacky nerds are up to? Search for Campaigns of the Plains on Twitter, Instagram, TikTok, and Facebook, and make sure to follow and like us to keep up with all our content and news. You might also find exclusive content for fans only. Remember to catch us on YouTube every Friday at noon for a new episode of Campaigns of the Plains.
Can I call lightning on the warthog?
Yes, you can.
Oh, how far away is the warthog?
We'll say they have a good 60 feet ahead of you guys.
I will cast frostbite on it.
Okay. Well, first the call lightning.
Yeah. But it slows it down if it hits.
Dex save 15.
Dex save 15?
Now remember, he's old.
I didn't... What?
I am also going to throw a white fang.
Okay. All right.
I don't know what that means.
That is a natural 19.
He still takes half damage.
Well, yeah. No, you're not wrong.
I only have to get it close, because it's an AoE.
So 20 damage.
20 damage? As the skies darken above you all, and a singular bolt of lightning comes down and hits.
Oh, is the driver within 5 feet of his warthog?
No, he's about. Yeah, he's about 5 feet.
Okay, he also has to make the save.
Okay.
You do that to Boris? He's out, though, it's okay.
That's a 19, dirty 19. So that's 20, we'll call it as well.
Roll again.
Yeah. They both receive a mighty shock, but they are still bolting. Milos, go ahead and roll for your, or is it's it a save?
Con save?
Con save from the boar. Yep. Boar is good at con saves. So that is an 18.
Yeah, that saves. Okay. So he does not take any damage, and so he's fine.
Okay. Marquise is throwing a white fang.
Yep.
All right.
So I need a dex save.
It's an AoE, right?
Yeah.
So both of them?
Everything, it's a 20-foot radius.
So. Yeah, so both of them. The driver only gets a 7. The boar gets a 17, though.
Is it stormy conditions outside?
It is not.
Okay,
it's
good.
A clear day.
It could have been more damage.
Oh, I barely succeeded. Okay.
Does the wagon take damage?
Make me a perception check.
Oh, that's real bad. I rolled a 2, but I'm sure my perception's not great. That's a 4.
I mean, the bolt of lightning didn't, like, hew any chunks of the carriage off, so...
Okay, so... The boar succeeded?
Yep.
Okay, so it takes half of this damage.
Okay.
So it's 9 bludgeoning.
All right.
And 12 cold.
12 cold, so boar takes half.
And it is difficult terrain.
Okay. You guys are also moving through it too, so unless you take the long way around.
Oh, I also, just to give you some fun, that was from a bandolier.
Oh, okay. Let me find that table. Come here, table. Okay, go ahead and roll.
It was a D8, right?
From the bandolier, yes. Yep, it's D8.
5.
5. I don't believe we've had a 5 yet.
I do not believe so.
All right.
So no mana?
Huh?
No mana, but...
Nope. Interesting.
For him. Yeah. Call an ambulance, but not for me.
For funsies, why don't you roll me a d6?
Fuck it. Four.
I wonder how that would look. Real quick, because you obviously have to breathe through your mask, are there any, like, holes in the mask?
I mean, whatever there might be for, like, ventilation, sure.
So, those of you running alongside Marquis see as pink bubbles start to, vacate his breathing holes.
You have rabies?
Why do you think everyone has rabies?
You cannot speak for the next 6 minutes, and whenever you try to, pink bubbles will float out of your mouth.
Okay.
Yeah, but this time I really do think it is rabies.
Does anybody else want to do anything this round of the chase?
Becky will target the warthog with Ray of Frost.
The Ray of Frost, all right.
Be a dirty 20 to hit it.
That will hit.
Yeah.
It is slowed by 10 feet as well.
Okay.
And it takes 6 cold damage.
6 cold damage. Alright. Dinner Asher, do you guys want to do anything this round of the chase? Otherwise...
Can I shoot an arrow? Like, would I be able to see the warthog? Like,
No. So chasing after it, probably...
Yeah.
Probably not with an arrow. No. As the train of the show is in the way, but you would be able to see the driver on top as he's kind of sitting on the top portion.
I don't do a headshot. Jesus. No, I'm going to transform into Dirk, so I have like 60 flying.
Okay.
Going faster. Fly faster.
Okay. All right, so you start to fly as Dirk to catch up this round. We'll get to that in a second here since this is chase scene.
I'm going to use my bonus to miss Frenzy, so I Hulk out and I can move 10 feet faster.
Fantastic.
And he just like, give me back Bobby! And starts running.
Otherwise, you guys don't have to use your action. You can also use your action to move, just like you would sprinting to gain momentum on this cart. So, Asher, do you want to do anything?
He will be chasing down, and he will raise his sword, and you'll see like energy travel through the blade. And
all right.
It almost seems to shoot out of the blade, and he is going to cast Guiding Bolt at Driver.
Okay. I believe that's an attack roll, right?
It is. Ooh, it's not going to hit. It's only a 12.
Just barely misses. All right.
It was cool.
It was pretty cool. Besides that, are you doing anything else?
That's all you can do.
Okay. I'm supposing you're all using your movement to try to catch up as well. So the Warthog is down 10 feet. The driver looks back at you all, kind of gaining up on him, and he pulls on a lever on the carriage there, and the back carriage detaches from the train, and you guys are running up, and it starts to, like, come into your path. I need you all to make me dex saving throws. Ugh.
Five.
15. 13. Five.
Dirty 20.
Marquise?
Oh, I am... First thing. So, be an 8, but I'm going to add 4 to the roll with my flash of genius.
Okay. So 12?
Yeah.
All right. Fortunately, not enough.
Damn it.
As you, Becky, Din, and Ellie... manage to dodge out of the way of the cart, but as you guys are dodging away from the cart, you hear...
Oh, I blew up!
And you guys take 5 bludgeoning damage. This one. And 3 fire damage.
Take any if we saved, right?
No, you don't take any if you saved. So you guys dodge out of the way and you hear the ticking, so you kind of like dodge a little bit further, but unfortunately your friends get caught up in this performing cart exploding of all things. And you see as the driver returns and starts to whip the boar, and the boar is going to use both of his movement. What's that?
Through that rough terrain.
Through that rough terrain. The boar lowers his tusks and gets to work. And it is rough terrain. And he is down 10 feet of movement this turn. But he is still going to double move. So he is still about 40 feet in front of you guys.
Huh. Becky didn't like that. So she is going to take to the skies.
Okay.
And... I believe Gria have a flying speed of 40 feet, so I should be able to get over top of him. And I want to take out my bag of beans and dump them on top of his other cars.
All of the beans?
All the beans.
How many beans are in that bag?
5.
5? All right. Is it a dex
save? It says target makes a dex save.
Okay. So, the boar... And the driver will make dex saving throws. The boar gets a 16 and the driver only gets 10.
Okay, well, the driver fails. The boar succeeds. Okay, so one second. Damage.
Sorry, you were out of mic area.
11 fire damage.
Okay.
And his fire cannot be put out by non-magical means.
Okay. All right. Anything else, Becky?
Nope.
All right. Anybody else doing anything?
Oh, it's our turn.
Yep.
Well, you know what?
Are we back to the top again?
You guys are on your turn of the chase.
Oh.
This is a chase scene.
Well, I have Call Lightning active, so I'll just...
Oh, wait, you just keep doing that?
Yep.
Oh, well,
as long as it's within range, which I think it's 120 feet.
Oh,
and I'm only 40 feet away, and I'm 10 feet faster, so I run right up to, like, there, and I'm just like, I lied. I need Poppy because we're trying to save the world, and Poppy's very helpful. And I'll call Lightning again.
Okay.
Oh, it's a dex save. I don't remember what it is.
Dex saves.
Dies, can't you just, like, resummon? Well, no, but if Poppy dies.
No.
Because, like, what?
The boar gets a 17 and the driver gets an 8.
24 damage.
24 damage. So the driver's looking a little bit like fried crispy chicken about now. There's a little bit of flame on his tiny little mustache. No, leave! Get! You already trade! No backsies!
It's a good trade!
No backsies! And he, like, whips the boar harder. Anybody else? So,
yeah. Wow. I'll get close. But, I think I'm gonna just try and see if I can, like, take a shot to, like, see if I can, like, break the carriage, like, at the axle or something.
Okay. Yeah. Which gun are you using?
Coin Slotto.
The Gillionaire?
Yeah.
All right. What kind of coin are you slotting?
I've got a lot of silver coins, so I'm just gonna.
Sure.
Gift that keeps on giving.
I have a gold coin if you'd like to borrow it.
You already took your turn. You can't do anything else.
Mm-hmm. I don't remember what the. Oh, we never did get it added. It was the same as the other gun.
Yeah.
Oh.
It's
plus 5. Oh, natural 20.
Oh my god.
Yes! Yes!
You have great luck with that gun.
So this.
It's a gamble.
Yeah.
For a total of 25.
The silver is a shotgun, by the way. So that's 2d8 piercing damage.
Okay. Oh, wait. Oh, it's 2d8, that's right. Yeah,
so it would be 48.
I don't play by those new rules. I like the old double the dice.
I mean, that works too.
Whatever. Yeah, whatever you want to do.
Okay, so plus what?
It's plus your dex mod.
Oh, okay. So 16.
16?
Yep.
And you were aiming at like the connector to the carriage.
Basically just break it from like the board or whatever.
Gotcha. So, yeah, I mean, Gillionaire morphs into a shotgun after you slot a silver piece, and you aim right for the small connector on the carriage, and you manage to shoot it free. So the back carriage starts to roll backwards towards everybody, and you hear the driver go, I need all of you to make me dex saving throws.
I thought you were aiming at the axle.
I thought you were aiming at
the axle.
Yeah,
I was trying to like
too.
break like the axle like that it was.
Oh, yeah. Front?
Yeah.
Oh, gotcha.
So like it would basically like drop him.
Gotcha, gotcha. So yeah, so if it's that and not that, yes, it does quite a considerable amount of damage to it. But it seems like it should do more. It seems like some of the silver that, like, shoots out of your cannon, like, gets dispersed.
Can Nothing ever cared with thunderbolts. Lightning bolts. And it's not doing shit.
Pink bubbles.
You really should get that checked out. Deck
saves.
What's that?
Do we not need to make deck saves?
No, you don't need to make deck saves then. Oh. As he was aiming at the front car and not the back one. Din and Milos and Asher, still your turn.
I probably out of form after taking some damage there.
You what? Oh, you popped out of.
He's got 6 HP.
That's right.
You were flying. Would you? Yeah. She got hit by that explosion.
Uh huh. Oh,
okay.
Yeah. Yes.
Still dexterity.
Yep. So yeah, you roll to the ground in Din form. I mean, you can stand up for half your speed and still do something else. You move half your movement this turn. You're falling a bit behind, though, of everybody else.
Yeah, I should probably stand up and start flying to try to catch up.
Trying to catch up with Becky in flight. All mm-hmm. right. So you're still about 80 feet. I think your bow and arrow, though, you have range on the boar if that's what you're going for. Here in the air.
I can do the boar.
Do the boar? Mm-hmm. All right. Go ahead.
18
will hit.
4.
4 damage. The cart itself comes to a halt as the boar goes sliding into, it makes like a bigger divot than it really should as a boar. I mean, it's a big boar, but it like makes a deep divot into the ground as it goes sliding on its side, like into the earth. And the guy goes flying off, hits a tree, and is dead.
Oh,
shit! You guys have done a ton of damage to him already, so...
He wasn't a good guy, it's okay. He enslaved animals.
Puppy!
And apparently people.
We just got ourselves a wagon, you guys.
The boar's dead! What's gonna pull it?
A mall?
Yeah, like...
yeah?
I'm gonna go get Poppy.
Alright, so...
Was there a image on the gun?
Oh, yeah. D6s, I believe, right?
I think that's what it is.
Yes. Since it is a new day, there are no previous images left from last combat.
Oh, okay. Well, it's a 2, which I have written down was a lion the last time.
Yep.
Okay. I have a lion.
Especially help for fun.
So you go up to the cart and you start looking in the first or the last train car, the first one that you come up, the second cart, out of the 3 that were there, and you start feeling all over for ways to get into this because you pull on the door and it is locked. You start touching where you thought you saw him touch when he brought up the canvas, and you bring up the canvas and there's nothing in this cart.
Shit. Next cart.
So you start searching this cart. Same thing. Nothing in this cart. All that's left is the cabin cart where he probably would have slept and kept his belongings, but it is locked.
I'll go over to his body by the tree and start rifling through his pocket.
Yeah.
I'll send you in a minute, I promise. I am so sorry for the violence. I sincerely I was going to train you. See, it was going to be fun. I was going to say, we'll let you live if you give me back my Poppy. But you didn't let me get to that part. I'm very sorry.
His neck is bent to the side. He's horrifically mangled.
Please look at me while I'm trying to apologize. I just twisted it. Oh, no.
So gross.
Makes a cracking sound.
I will assist Ellie because...
I've never killed a human and this is very stressful.
As you recall... He was on fire, and it could be put out with other than magical
beans. Fair enough. So you start prestidigitationing him.
Yeah. I'm trying to apologize.
Or Ray Frost. I was going to
shoot him with Ray Frost.
Sure, sure.
Put him out.
Yeah.
He's already dead.
I do.
I don't have useful things like that.
I start rifling around his pockets.
Okay. So you start doing that. It's a little bit cold from Ray Frost. as you're rifling through, Din, you go up to the boar, and it made a real deep divot. All of a sudden, the boar starts to change. And you see now as the, this is the dumbest roll ever, the full height of a young ruby dragon now appears before all of you and says, "Thank you all! I've been locked in that form for 30 years!
Bumps. You're not a boar.
No, but I've been a boar for 30 years!
Oh, you're welcome."
It, like, bites the manacles that are kind of hanging onto his like, neck. Like, tears at him with his claws.
I'm just rifling through this guy's pockets as I'm staring at the dragon. But it's a pleasure to meet you. I'm Ellie.
And, like, you find the key, and you start, like, you guys start, like, going towards the cart.
In his pocket? He said he was going to give me 5 gold.
Huh? You got 5 gold. Woo! You got the 5 gold. That was literally all of his money on him.
I'll search in his cabin, too. We need money. We're very poor. We spend all of our money on components.
But yeah, you find a number of, like, showman objects, like, the fake, like, continuous, like, rags tied together. You start
Ellie
pulling...
gets very confused. She's like, "I don't understand. It just won't stop. There's so many.
It seems like magic at first. Like, maybe he's got, like, a pocket dimension or like,
there's
a bag of holding.
Some kind of bag of holding in here or something.
And eventually you come to the end, like, after a good long while.
Wait, this is just a bunch of handkerchiefs tied together.
Yeah, and he has, like, a number of, like, broken, like, probably fake jewelry on him as well.
Money in here?
What's that? I'm telling you what you found on him while you were...
On his body.
Yeah, besides the key.
Are the fireflies coming in?
Yeah.
I'm gonna walk away.
I don't need to send him right away. Let's let him float a little. Fester.
The dragon literally goes over to the guy and, like, stomps him into the ground.
Okay, well, I'm just going to start dancing real quick.
Yeah. He is a red splat at this point.
Did the fireflies see
Yeah, the fireflies are coming out from underneath his foot, but, like, the dragon's just, like, stomping him into oblivion.
Yeah, he probably deserved it. I'm still going to send him so he doesn't turn into some kind of unsent.
The dragon's kind of, like, happy-giddy, but also, like, super, like, kind of maybe a little bit crazy at having been a boar for the last 30 years, and you see as he's like, "Let him form something! I'll fucking kill that too!"
You're going through something? I completely understand. I'm sorry that you were a boar for 30 years. Damn. You keep squishing him.
He just, like, stomps on the body. You know how the dogs do, like, the happy dance? He's just doing that on the body. Like, it's red paste at this point.
I'm gonna go get Bobby.
You hear, like, a couple honks and stuff as the dragon's doing that, as the guy had, like, you know, those small honker, like, implements. It's funny, sad, and kind of weird at all at the same time.
He needed this. I like him. I like him, too. Oh, here's a really long handkerchief.
You just, like, hand in this bundle of handkerchiefs.
I don't know how he had it all in his pocket, to be honest. I think there might be a pocket dimension. Except for it's gone now, because the dragon...
The dragon, like, rears back and lets loose a jet of fire at the red splatter, and now it's just ash splatter.
I don't even need to send him now.
And then he just starts, like, oh, the fireflies are still around. They're not bothered by physical attacks.
We'll get there. I'm gonna go search in his quarters.
All right. So you have the key. You go back to that last cart. You put in the key in the door to check for Poppy. Mm-hmm. I need you to make me a dex save.
Shit.
17. So as you put the key in the door, like, it's one of those, like small, like, 2-3 step ups to the actual, like, small cabin car, and you, like, turn the key to the right, and the door, like, swings open. And all of a sudden you hear this mechanism, and suddenly this, like, giant, like, red and yellow mallet comes from the ceiling and catches you right in the chest.
No!
And flings you back onto the ground.
This is ridiculous!
And you take 7 points of bludgeoning damage.
Ow!
As you guys see Ellie just comically, like, go flying from the back of the cart onto the ground.
Ellie goes up and kicks the door.
The door is open.
Stupid.
But there's a giant, man. Like, mallet, like, now in your way.
Try to rip the mallet off. Just pull it at it. Making angry squeaking noises.
And you see Poppy behind the mallet, like, it's in there pretty good. But you see Poppy behind the mallet, like, in, like, a magicked cage.
Poppy, I'm sorry. I thought that we were trying to trick him and you were going to be back with me and he locked you in a cage.
Get me out of this thing.
I'm working on it. This mallet's in the way.
You can easily squeeze by the mallet.
Okay, how do I open the magic cage? Can I try the key?
You can try the key.
I'll try the key.
It opens.
Oh, thank God, Poppy. I'm sorry.
Poppy's pissed and like storms out of the...
We were trying to save the other creatures, and one of them dropped dead the second he was out of the cage, and the other was a man in a tiger suit. The third guy was all right. Yeah. I murdered a guy for you. I committed murder.
She just yells back, "You're the reason I was in this in the first place."
It was not my fault. Milo's convinced me how gullible I am. Hope he had his shoes or something.
Like, Poppy's, like, ready to go out and pee on his shoes, but then sees the dragon still, like, stomping on the ground.
Oh, the boar was a dragon.
And Poppy is, like, looks up at the dragon, like, oh.
The thing that the dragon is stomping on was the guy that imprisoned you in the cage.
Where did the dragon come from?
He was the boar.
Oh, can we go?
I gotta rifle through this guy's stuff first.
Okay.
That's what Becky taught me.
Oh, okay. Is anybody else rifling through the car? I will let you know there's only room in this tiny-ass cabin for two people.
I'm going to take the Roomba out and talk to him.
Okay.
Him?
I will rifle through the cabin.
You'll rifle through the cabin? Okay. Now that you're actually speaking, it's actually a her.
Oh.
Yes. So it tells you that about 10 years ago, it was with its family, and that this man, like... Well, trappers came and caught her and her family when she was just a little tiny cub, and sold him to this man. And this man tried to make them do tricks and stuff like that, but they weren't really selling as much as the other attractions at the time. So the man sold off her mom and dad.
Just don't know where they're at.
Just shakes her head all sad, and she's like, I don't know, it was like 5 years ago or something, I don't know.
Oh, she had me?
I mean, he called me Felix, but, and, like, looks over at the dragon, still, like, breathing fire and stomping on that one piece of ground. You guys, for the first time, just for the funsies, start to see pyreflies, the pyreflies from this dead corpse, start to actually gather with other pyreflies, and start to form a monster, like a fiend, an actual fiend, like this, lion-style, fiend with these horns coming out of its back, and the dragon, like, stomps on it, and, like, keeps stomping on it, and, like, breathing fire on it.
Oh, perfect, I don't have to send him anymore.
Oh, no, there's still pyreflies around, but, like, the dragon's still super excited that it gets to stomp.
I'll let the dragon kill him a few more times.
I don't think we can stop him.
You're right.
But yeah, like, the Mooma, like, points and is like, I guess he called me Felix, but it's not, I don't like him, and I don't think that name really fits, so whatever you come up with is good.
Weapon haven't we come across my dog, Maria?
All right. So... Becky and Ellie are in the wagon rifling through. Why don't you both roll me investigation checks?
I'm so good at investigation. I'm gonna inspire myself.
Oh, sure. Guide?
Guide.
You're not 14. A bard. 14?
18.
18. So, Becky, you kind of come in after.
Should we keep this magic cage?
Hmm?
Or did it go away when I'm locked?
The key actually, disintegrated into, this, dust.
Oh. And we don't get to keep the magic cage.
The cage is just kind of open without a lock now. It seems like the lock may have been magical, not so much the cage.
Okay.
But Becky, you are kind of rifling through, near the sorry semblance of a bed, kind of digging underneath the cushion to see if, he may have hid something under, some goodies underneath. And you hear this clicking sound, and you kind of look over to your right, and all of a sudden, this comically sized boxing glove comes out of one of the holes in the wall and gives you a good thump in your face. Go ahead and make me a dex saving throw.
Her name is Cestus.
Cestus?
Yeah.
All right.
His boxing gloves.
It's like a five or something.
Oh, no. All right. So... you take a whole whopping 6 bludgeoning damage as it gives you a good old shiner right across the face there. And your head kind of thumps up against the other side of the wall a little bit. As it does come out pretty ferociously, and then it starts to recoil itself back into the mechanism. Ellie, you're the only other one to see this.
Ellie laughs hysterically.
Oh... okay.
And then she's like, I'm sorry, it's only funny because I got hit with that giant hammer and it was kind of silly, but also it hurt.
Becky just stares, this deathly glare at her, pulls out her dagger, and then rips open the mattress.
Okay. Ellie, as you're digging through... you pull out a couple of the drawers that are, there, and, you're about to pull out this top drawer, but you feel it, kind of catch on something, and you're like, no, I've already been hit with something, and I just watched Becky get hit with something, and everything in here is probably trapped. So you actually, lift up a little bit on the drawer as it, catches on something underneath, and you manage to pull it out without triggering the trap.
Ooh!
And inside the drawer, you actually do find some jewelry worth about 60 gold.
Oh.
Yeah, the makes and jewels inside of this jewelry seem to have been pilfered from many different areas. It seems like this person was conning people from... all over, maybe even out of the country.
Is that all we find?
Becky, upon ripping open the mattress itself, actually does find two leather bags, two small leather bags. One of them is a coin pouch, and it has 18 copper, six silver, 36 gold, 5 platinum pieces, and 48 electrum.
Oh. Shoot that in the gun.
I love the electrum.
We just get infinite electrons, because that's exactly what we need.
They need no jewelry.
The other bag looks a little bit on the older side. And the make of the bag, the leather is definitely worn. But the make of the bag seems to denote, and it's quite a bit bigger than the coin purse. It's an actual, leather satchel bag. It actually seems to denote, some kind of design that you're not really, you're not familiar with, but it is familiar enough that you've seen something similar to this design, perhaps in your childhood.
Okay,
The rope around the bag itself is red, kind of twisted and thick, and it seems to have some kind of tag on it. But the language isn't...
can I read the tag?
What languages do you speak?
Common, Draconic, Leonin, and Primordial.
So it is not a language that you speak.
I might, we're kind of taking a break here. I'll sit down with it and cast Comprehend Witches.
Okie dokie. Doing it ritualistically?
Yep.
Okay. So after the 10 minutes, you start to read the text down here, and it says, load up here. It says, those who gaze upon me must feel my righteous wrath, for I am you on your worst path. So, anybody else doing anything else?
I wanted to talk to the dragon. Just like, ask him about himself. Like, hey, who are you? What are you going to do now that you're free? That type of stuff. You know, just conversational as he's just making this dude into powder.
Yeah, yeah. And every fiend that seems to pop up from it also gets made into paste and then powder and then another scorch mark on the earth. So
stand nearby and get, like, XP.
Can we be friends? Yeah. Can I be in your party?
On the farm.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. So, right? Yeah. He, between breaths, and he's taking deep breaths as he's kind of getting worn out from the physical activity, he says, my name is Rostes, and I was supposed to take over as leader of my clutch, but this vile vermin tricked me and morphed me into that smelly creature for the last 30 years.
Where are you from?
Oh, far north of here. As he's, like, kind of starting to tire out even quite a bit more. And, he says, I don't, that's not good. He says, I don't think that you would probably know the land, but I think the last I checked, you humans were developing some kind of empire. It's to the north of here.
That'd be like past the mists?
Oh, yes, the mist, as you call it. Yes, I will have to fly over that on my way home after I've stomped a few more of these into the ground.
Could help you from your imprisonment. Probably won't come visit. I'm sorry. We probably won't go past the mists. It's dangerous for us.
Oh, completely understandable, and I would not ask you to do so either. But, and he kind of finally stops in between as one is just paced now, and the fireflies are kind of, seems like even the fireflies are, like, getting tired of trying to form something here. And he says, who was the one who finally was able to turn me back?
Din. Was it Din that shot the last arrow at him?
Yeah.
That killed him, quote unquote.
You would know, yes, it was Din's arrow.
I'd be like, hey Din, the dragon wants to talk to you.
I like dragons.
So you go and talk to Rostes, and he says, well, I didn't expect to see some of our progeny here. So as a thank you, and he, like, takes his claw and, like, wedges it under one of his scales and, like, sheds it off and hands it to you. So you now have a ruby dragon scale. Ooh. And he says, this is thanks for getting me out of that situation. If you make it to the north, to the Empire, come and see me. I would be glad to say hello. Introduce you to my clutch.
Super, super excited to have a dragon scale.
Yeah, I mean, for your size, it's like, yes! For him, it was like, he's still considered a young dragon, but he's very much larger than you are. So, yeah.
Gonna take the wagon with us, or are we leaving it?
To everybody. I think you best send that the fireflies now, if you're done stomping.
I suppose so. And he, like, starts beating his wings, and you all have to, like, brace against it. And he takes off, and he says, if you're brave enough to cross the mist, come and see me! And he takes off towards the door.
That sounds like fun. Okay, I'm gonna stand over there.
So you send the Pyreflies.
That worked out well. Poppy's a little unhappy, but it worked out. Poppy, don't pee on his feet. I forgot he doesn't wear shoes.
Are you talking to Poppy?
Yeah.
Poppy's just pissed at you, like...
But I told you Milos is the
Poppy
one.
Has a psychic link with you and knows you're lying.
But Milos did convince me!
She also shoots a look towards Milos as well. And does, like, that dog-like kick the grass up in your general direction.
I'm sorry, I'll buy you a new outfit next time we go to.
She just kind of turns up her nose and walks away.
She'll forgive me eventually.
Yeah. I mean, you could just unsummon her now.
Wow.
That's rude.
What? Around it. I mean, I don't know how these things work. I mean, I don't know if... Do I know if like, summons... remember things? Like, does Dusty remember things through the day? Or does he, like, is he a new summon?
Dusty is less sentient than
Poppy can Poppy hold a grudge.
Is. Poppy can hold a grudge.
So I don't know these things.
Basically, the slate is wiped clean with Dusty every day.
That's what I thought.
Pun intended. But yes. You guys, are you... So you did, Marquise, do quite a bit of damage to the front of this car. This car has also probably has quite a bit more traps that have not been found in it. You get the feeling.
I don't like this carriage. I think we should just keep walking. I got hit in the face with a hammer. And Becky got punched by a boxing glove.
You do see Becky's got a little bit of a shiner.
If we keep the card, it needs some mods.
I mean, we can keep it if we want. We don't have anything to pull it.
It seems like a lot more work than it's worth.
So my bubble's worn off.
Yeah, it's been 6 minutes.
Hey, your rabies went away.
Yeah, that was awkward.
I'm glad you didn't bite anybody. It's a good, really good thing you wear the mask, honestly.
they foamed whenever I tried to speak. Yeah.
You do smell the inside of your mask. Does smell nice and like flowery now.
It's quite floral in here.
I mean, it's probably better than just sweaty.
You know, what's funny is I don't seem to perspire the same way as normal humans do.
Is it because you're just bones?
See,
you're not helping.
Bones don't need to sweat because there's no flesh on them.
How does that logic work for dogs, or most animals, really?
They don't have sweat glands, but humans do. You're not a dog, are you? Are you just three dogs in a suit?
I'm hoping Din like starts talking and talking to animals.
I was thinking about it.
Are you like a dog, but you've got portions of a human? Because that's creepy. Are you like a werewolf? I've read about those, but you wouldn't be a dog all the time.
She'll be on this for a while.
I'm just gonna go with bones. Yeah, I'm still with bones.
Why don't we have this conversation while we're walking?
Okay.
We can at least make progress for the day. We kind of didn't make much.
Yeah, I think that's a good idea.
Were there any other, like, magic tricks, like what Ellie found? Like, trick items?
Kinda, yes. There was, I'll say before the dragon stomped it all to pieces, there was one, like, not a proper wand, but one of those magician wands with the white tip ends.
You can pull flowers out of.
You don't know what it does.
Could I have taken that?
If Ellie would have given it to you, absolutely.
Ellie would have given it to you. Ellie has no need for it. She gave Din all the handkerchief tied together.
That's how I'm strapping the scale to my back.
There you go. So, you guys leave this carriage on the side of the road, as well as a couple of deep divots and scorch marks.
We've killed all the times we've murdered, it's never been a person.
I mean, did he deserve it? Yes.
Yes. I still feel kind of bad.
I mean, he was gonna steal Poppy.
Don't forever. Say that out loud. Poppy's so mad.
You look back and see he Poppy also, walking behind you.
Like, kidnapped an entire family and sold them off into slavery. He kept a man in a suit. And he also imprisoned a fucking dragon in a polymorph.
He was a bad person, and I feel justified in murdering him. But I feel really bad about the thoughts I had in regards to murdering him.
I don't know about you, Gull, but I wouldn't say the punishment matched the crime.
Do you think we should have turned him into more paste?
No. Healing him was too far. But unfortunately, it was the only option we had at the time.
Well, to be fair, we didn't actually kill him. The carriage stopping suddenly and him not wearing a safety belt and him flying into a tree is what killed him. His neck broke on impact.
Which was caused by us.
Yes. We indirectly killed him.
Same thing. I did hit him with lightning. There might have been time to save him, but the dragon also carried out his own judgment.
Yeah. Yeah, the body was still warm enough, we maybe could have reset the bone in his neck.
Just saying.
But he was looking backwards, so I don't know how.
Oh my god.
Anyway, you guys travel on, eventually able to make camp in a familiar clearing, close to the church.
Where I think this is where we found Whip.
Underground ruins of Baranar. You feel like within a day you should be able to reach that church. And that is where we will pick up next week. Thanks for tuning in, guys. Remember to like, share, comment on our socials. We really do appreciate it. Stop in next time for the next episode. We'll see you then. Bye.
Bye. Bye. Thank you for watching, and we'll see you next week. Make sure that whatever platform you're watching or listening on, you are following and or subscribing. If for those of you on YouTube, make sure you go down below and let us know what you thought with a comment, and give us a like if you could. Subscribing, hit that bell. If you're on any of our podcast platforms, make sure you are following, and if any of them allow you to comment, go ahead and do so. We do pay attention, and it helps us to know where to go forward.